Sunday night, or the Yudalid Sivan.
So the Shaila came up with taking pinworm medicine on Shabbos. So pinworms are a few problems. Muktzah could be a problem. Refuah b'Shabbos could be a problem. And pinworm medicine, the biggest problem is really you're killing the worms. And you're not allowed to kill animals on Shabbos. So we'll deal with it, you know, a little tonight, a little tomorrow night, Belineda. Regarding killing, so there is a type of worm that's described in Halacha as being, you know, nolad from the dirt, from the garbage. And even though nowadays we know that that's not true, or at least science says it's not true, so there's a big machlokas haposkim, whether you have to be mach, and the basic din is that you're allowed to kill them if they're not from a zohar and a keva, they're spontaneously generated, we'll call it. The shaila is, does the din change if now we realize that they are, yes, generated from eggs? And the question is, it's a famous question, it's discussed by all the major poskim, and in any way might be osur midrabbanan to kill them. So pinworms is in that geder. So if it's mutter to kill them because the din stays the same, and it's only maybe osur midrabbanan, and you're dealing with a child who's in intense pain, or driving you nuts, and you're in intense pain, so the poskim are matter that is a midrabbanan. That is a drabbanon. If you hold like those that are machmir, and that the din is actually now that it's asur, so that's obviously a bigger problem. So the poskim talk about it being a groma ba'alma, and maybe that's mutter because you're not killing them directly. So it's like you're putting poison down, and then the animal's eating the poison. So that's enough to be called a groma. And again, b'mokam the tzar gadol of the child, so that would be mutter, even according to the machmirim.